Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, good morning, dear heart.
Good morning.
I'm worn out with all the books and everything else, so congratulations on the success of your latest publication.
Thanks to you.
So what have you got today, then? And is it in the book?
Yeah.
Is this in the book?
These are two recipes, yes. And,
yes.
Well, they're a very...
What page are these on?
They're fish recipes, so they are. So they are. We have a place Florentine with some butter beans and mushrooms.
A place Florentine?
Yeah, sounds very posh, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He's looking through the book now, but they're not in it, don't tell
him. But you said they were.
I'm sorry, I was going to test them. But we will do recipes
so
over
fish.
The next 2 weeks, promise you. And then pan-fried trout. I thought we'd do two fish, because we've done soups.
Yeah.
We've done a couple of kind of sausage recipes. We'll do some meat recipes now over the next week. So place is definitely, it seems to be... This time of year, when it's colder waters, you get bigger, thicker plaice, which is a flatfish. Good value. People talk about sole and it's lovely and all the rest.
Mm.
Even lemon sole, Dover sole.
Beautiful.
Black sole. But plaice is definitely beautiful if you get that. So if you get it filleted, that means there's no bones. The skin can be on it, but you can ask your fishmonger to remove that. So this is kind of like a one-tray dinner.
And it's a fillet, really, is
yeah,
what you're
fillet,
getting
exactly.
in the end, isn't
You're
it?
Getting a fillet per person.
Yes.
That's exactly.
Yes, yes,
so
yes.
a side per person, sorry, of the actual plaice. Unless it's very big. If it's very big, then you might get two out of a side of plaice.
All right.
So what does the Florentine mean? It means that the spinach in this recipe, baby spinach.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
Okay.
It's like eggs Florentine. There's always spinach in eggs Benedict with Florentine and spinach.
Getting your greens.
Yeah, you're right. Some mushrooms. So what we're going to do, we're going to cook off our mushrooms, a little bit of butter, slice the mushrooms. I'm using chestnut mushrooms, which are really good. Going to put in some garlic, finely chopped, crushed, sliced, whatever you want. Going to cook that off. And then what we're going to do is we're going to mix that with some beans. Remember we were talking about, was it cannellini beans a few weeks ago? So this here is some butter beans. They're a bigger bean, they're creamy, but if you have cannellini beans from the recipe that you've made, you can absolutely use them. A white bean is definitely lovely, not a black bean would be nicer in this, personally. So that goes into the pan. Then what you're going to do is you're going to put in your spinach, and then you're going to put this all over a tray. Put down your place fillets, a little drizzle of olive oil or rapeseed oil, some lemon juice, a little bit of parmesan cheese, and this is going to go into the oven, Marty.
Oh,
what's the beautiful thing about this, it goes into the oven at about 200 degrees for about maybe 10-12 minutes, about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It won't take long, because when it's a fillet it cooks really quickly. Now you could do it on the pan, which works really well, but the place Florentine mushrooms, you have lovely, and serve that maybe with a little bit of rice, so it's maybe nice and light.
Well, that is very light.
Or maybe some potatoes.
That's
if
very
you
nice.
Want it. It's tasty.
I just find it fascinating that I'd never had fish all these years, and I'm eating fish now, and just the way
brilliant?
You but the way you describe it just makes it sound so light and gorgeous and fluffy and
fluffy and you know we're talking about plaice, but you could use hake. Hake is beautiful and plentiful, and it's a wild fish. And
now you knew all this anyway, even before you did your tour about Ireland,
didn't
you, on the boats. You knew this anyway.
Well, I did know, but
you would have picked
a lot.
Up a lot of stuff when you went on that
trip. You know,
trip.
I'd always go on the boats and I'd ask a fisherman, what's your favourite fish? 99% of them would have said haddock to me.
Yeah,
I find that really interesting. They work so hard, fishermen.
I met a man who was away, and he's a fisherman.
Yeah.
You know what he doesn't eat?
Fish.
Fish. Isn't that astonishing? No, seriously. I thought it was a joke. Doesn't eat fish.
Oh, bless.
Isn't that mad?
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted you.
And that's his livelihood.
No,
that's interesting.
I interrupted you. Sorry.
But they work so hard, don't they?
Oh, it's a ridiculously difficult job. It's very hard.
Out in the
night and day,
weather conditions.
And it's hard work.
But I think in Ireland, we've got much better at eating fish. We're nervous about cooking it, I think so. And that's why both of these recipes, the next one is going to be trout pan fried. But with the other one, in the oven, one tray dinner. I'm kind of focusing on that a bit over the last couple of weeks, so it's quick, simple, and I think it's a recipe that the kids will eat.
Are you working on your 21st book? Is that what you're doing? I'm just asking. Anyway, tell me about your trout.
Well, we mentioned this lovely lady, Mags from Goatsbridge Farm in Kilkenny, and she's one of my food heroes, like Pat Clark, who we've mentioned. You meet people in the food community, and this lady is so consistent. She never changes. She's a beautiful product. Trout, I would put away ahead of salmon, personally. Salmon is the most eaten fish, but trout is a beautiful, beautiful fish. So it is.
Well, not everyone likes...
I agree.
Right. Not everyone likes... salmon.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
It is an easier fish.
Yeah, it's a fish that I wouldn't eat very much. I'd put hake away ahead of it. I'd even put trout. This one is very simple. we're pan frying fish, okay, and I'll explain that in a moment. A little bit of butter, some potatoes, so we peel them, cut them into bite-sized pieces. Okay. They're not too big. How big is your bite?
Well, big enough.
I'm only joking.
Big enough.
Small shallot, cut in half. So this is going to go into the pan with the potatoes. You're going to, first of all, you're going to cook them with a little bit of chicken stock, your potatoes, yeah, and your shallot. Shallots are lovely sweet. They're a small little onion. We're using kale again. I was interested you saying you really loved kale, and yeah, you were talking to me about memories of Halloween. Was it?
That's
you
right,
said?
Halloween. Yeah. Curly kale.
Curly kale, exactly. Right. Well, this is perfect in this, because that's what I'm using here, the curly kale. Or you can use, remember we spoke about the Tuscan kale, the book grow really well,
yes,
and then you have a Russian kale. I think there's three kales that can be grown really well in Ireland. But let's go back to the trout. So these are fillets, they're skinned, deboned, so that means no bones. I do like the skin on, but I've removed it for this, and all you're going to do is just with a little bit of oil and butter, you're going to pan fry it, because trout is not very thick, it's going to cook very quickly. It's going to cook in about 3 to 4 minutes either side. Yeah. When you cook with oil and butter, the oil stops the butter from burning, but the butter gives the flavour. And in France, what they do with Bernoisette. So what a Bernoisette is a lovely brown butter, and it's really gives a lovely flavour to this. Squeeze the lemon juice, a little bit of fresh thyme, it's not in your recipe, but that works really well with cooking any white fish, and even works well with trout and salmon, fresh thyme. So that goes in there, then you have your potatoes, you have your lovely bit of kale, and that's your dinner sorted. A little bit of, so you've kind of poached your potatoes in the chicken stock,
sure,
and it's a really, really quick, tasty
meal. That's a gorgeous recipe, that one. I like that very much. Yeah, the kale thing is, it's a childhood thing, and it's funny the way certain things that you wouldn't have often.
I know.
You know?
And you obviously think of it at Halloween. That's so interesting.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And suddenly when somebody just mentions it, you're thinking, it's Halloween, isn't it? Isn't that what it is? Which, of course, is where we are now.
Of course, it is.
1st of November.
Absolutely.
All Souls, Halloween, all that.
That's true. That's very true.
So anyway, pan-fried trout with kale, shallots and potatoes. Before that, place Florentine. With butter, beans and mushrooms.
Yes.
It's lovely. I love the sound of that. Stay home, Nev.
Thank you.
God bless you, my friend. Take care.
Nevin Maguire with the Bord Bia Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Bord Bia quality standards, verified at every stage.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing. By a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really La.
I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club.
On my door I'd hang a sign. Gone fishing. Instead of just a wishin'.